TPO Rankings. Hello and welcome to round 31 of the TPO Rankings show, a show all about Australian football through the lens of the TPO Rankings. It's like the FIFA World Rankings, but for 362 Australian football clubs. I'm joined by a man who has never been sent off in his career and a man who loves 7-Eleven coffee all the way from Brisbane this evening. Jake, how are you going?
Cody, I'm good, thank you. And just to add to that, I think I only ever got maybe two yellow cards in my entire career, if you want to call it that.
That's pretty impressive. We're a clean family, Jake. I think I'm about five or six yellows and zero reds as well. So maybe that's saying something, I don't know, positive. Or we don't go into the challenges hard enough, maybe.
Maybe. Could be taken both ways, I think.
Yep. All right. Well, Jake, tonight we're talking, we've got like seven games from last week to quickly recap the results and the movements in the rankings. We've actually, this evening's Q&A, I put the word out on Instagram stories and had about seven questions we're going to answer, just about Australian football, really. So just a bit of casual Q&A, should be a bit of fun. And then, as always, we've got a few games to look forward to this weekend. I think we've got about five games. NPL Finals Series, FFA Cup, Finals in Victorian NPL. So I reckon we get straight on in, Jake. What are you thinking?
I think that's probably a decent plan. Let's do it.
Jake, can you do the first two games, just because I know you're at one, the top one. So you just jump on in and I'll take over on the third game.
Sounds good. So the first one is an NPL championship game. It was Lions FC from Queensland playing Edgeworth Eagles from Northern New South Wales up here in at Richlands at Lions home. So I went along to that one. Lions ended up getting a 1-0 win. So and that was expected as far as the TPO rankings was concerned, and also 86% of the TPO supporters voting on Instagram thought Lions would get up as well. Probably it was a good game. I thought it was pretty competitive. At the same time, I mean, it's end of the season. It's hard to know what to expect from these games, Cody, because some of these clubs, although they're, you know, going to be taking it seriously enough, it's kind of after their grand finals and everything. So it's a tough one. They're ready for off-season, I'm sure. But I thought Lions were good for their win. In terms of the TPO rankings, Lions move up one more spot up to 16th, and Edgeworth fell three places. They're down in 33rd.
And Jake, we may as well touch on that too. I mean, by the time this comes out, Lions will have played Heidelberg again at Richlands. Yep. So they've played that the NPL grand final against Olympic at Richlands, which we both went to. They had this game, which you went to, and then tomorrow night. So they're getting a lot of important games at Richlands, and they've won two out of three, so we'll see how they go tomorrow night. And like I said, by the time this comes out, it'll be done. But
and that'll be probably another step up in terms of quality playing Heidelberg.
Absolutely.
So good luck to them. I'm gonna hopefully get out there. Midweek's a little tougher, but we'll see how we go. And then the next one, again, the NPL championship, Sydney Olympic versus Perth Soccer Club. We had Olympic as the favourites. 86% of the supporters went for Olympic, which coincidentally was the same number, same percentage that voted for Lions in the last one. So people are voting obviously the same. And the result ended up with Sydney Olympic winning 1-0 there as well. So in terms of the rankings, Sydney Olympic actually fell one place this week to 14th. And that's because of a game that we're going to touch on in a minute. Avondale actually jumped ahead of them. And then Perth remained where they were. They're currently ranked 31st and the highest ranked WA side.
Okay, cool. And I'll jump over on the other NPL final series or championship game. That was Canberra FC versus Campbelltown City. It was held down in Canberra. Campbelltown got up 3-0. Now, we did predict that. The system, 66% of the supporters also went for Campbelltown. As a result of that one, Canberra fell nine places to 74th. Campbelltown moved up one spot to 17th to be the highest ranked South Australian team for the first time this year. So they've taken over Adelaide City. So congratulations, Campbelltown, well deserved. The next game we have here was St George FC versus Mountie Wanderers in the New South Wales NPL 2 Grand Final. The result was 3-3. And then St George went on to win 7-6 on penalties. Now, we scrapped that in terms of the voting because Instagram Stories doesn't allow more than two options. So we just had the win and the loss. We went for St George. The supporters also went for St George, 68%. So as a result of that one, St George stay in 82nd on the rankings. Mounties Wanderers move up one place to 80th. The next game here was, what would you call this one, Jake? Sort of a some sort of elimination, qualification, whatever, final.
Kind of a promotion playoff, I guess.
Yeah, Yeah, anyway, we'll leave it at that. Moreland City versus St Albans Saints. Moreland City got up 4-1 on this one. We predicted a Moreland City win. 62% of the Instagram supporters also went for Moreland City. They're up 3 spots on the rankings to 71st. St Albans Saints fall 8 spots to 95th. At risk of falling outside the 100, I suppose. They'll have to recruit well in the off-season. But Moreland City, they progress, and I think this is one of our games of the round, so I won't touch on too much, but they'll play Green Gully for a spot in the NPL this weekend, I believe. Two more games, Heidelberg United and Oakley Cannons. The result was 1-1 at full-time, or after extra time, and Heidelberg went through 5-3 on pens. We obviously went for Heidelberg, and the supporters, 89% of you guys, that's crazy, also went for Heidelberg. Heidelberg actually lose some TPO points because it was recorded a draw. We don't go off penalties, but they stay in at 11th. Oakley Cannons stay in at 22nd. And the last game here, in the Q&A, we got asked something here, so we'll touch on this further. But geez, if I'm sure everyone knows this, but Bentley Greens, Avondale. Bentley Greens up 3-1. With what was it, Jake? 5 minutes to
five to go, I think. Yeah.
And I got it on Instagram stories of people saying they're into the final. Avondale come back 4-3. We will touch on this soon. We predicted a Bentley Greens win. 55% was close, but also went for Bentley. Because of that loss, they fall one spot to 10th, and Avondale move up. So Apia take the reins as the top non-ranked A-League side in the country. Avondale move up two spots to 12th. Overtaking Wellington Phoenix and I think Sydney Olympic, as you mentioned. So out of those 7 games, we scrapped 2 for draws, so that's 5 games. And we both went the same way in all those other games, so 4 out of 5. In terms of the running leaderboard, we're on 67, you guys are on 62, 5 spots behind. I think we've won it. There's probably only 1 or 2 more weeks to go, so I'll call it early, just like the commentator did again.
In the Bentley game.
Yeah, exactly. Jake, any other rank or movements in the rankings? I usually hand it over to you at the moment. So, yeah, anything to mention?
Probably we've touched on most of these, but I thought they're worth mentioning again towards the top of the rankings. Apia Leichhardt are the highest ranked non-A-League club again, so they were for a long time. Bentley Greens took that mantle over briefly, but losing to Avondale has seen them fall back down. So Apia back in front for the week. Avondale, with that win over Bentley Greens, as you mentioned, move up 2 places. One of the clubs that they jump in front of was Wellington Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So there are now 4 NPL clubs ranked higher than Wellington Phoenix, and probably another 1 or 2 ranked higher than Central Coast Mariners. And Campbelltown City, as we also mentioned, just worthy of mention again, they've moved up to be the highest ranked South Australian club in the rankings over Adelaide City. And Adelaide City have been there, I think, the whole year, probably going back into 2017. So that's a big move on Campbelltown City's part. And obviously, they've still got that next game, so anything could happen against Sydney Olympic.
Oh, that'd be a big game.
Yeah, they're the big ones.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And Adelaide City, this would have been a couple of weeks ago, I think, but their coach, Damien Morey, I believe, has stepped down, so... interesting times for them. Part 2 of the show, Jake, Q&A. We haven't done this. I can't believe it's taken us this long to even think of this concept. Every other bloody good podcast and video show does a Q&A. And I was like, well, why the hell not? We'll put it up on Instagram, see what we get back. We've got a few, so we'll try it, even though this is probably our maybe second last, third last show of the season. Jake, as I mentioned to you before we hit record, we've done more rounds in the A-League, so we're doing pretty well here. I'm just going to jump on in, and it's casual, Jake. We certainly don't need to analyze and back up everything, as I know you like to do. But
which is code for Jake, keep it short. I'll get you.
We've got 7 questions, so we don't want to spend all day. But all right, this is for 2 questions from these are the handles, so I don't know their names. But Jay Often, do you think it's a concern seeing how close in quality the NPL is in comparison to the A-League? Jake, you first.
No, I don't think that's a problem. I think it's a good sign. I think we've actually done a show showing kind of the comparison of leagues over time in Australia, the NPL to the A-League to the ones below it and all of that, and it chops and changes. We probably all think that it's closer this year because there's been more FFA Cup upsets, and maybe there is, but I don't know. To me, that's a good thing. I think it shows that the NPLs are progressing. Some of the clubs are being more professional, and I mean, we're going to get to a question in a minute where we'll touch on this more, but I'm a big advocate for a second division, and I think that the gap between the NPL and A-League closing is just even more reason to go and put in that second division. So I think it's a good thing.
Jake, I couldn't have said it better myself. Let's move on to the second one. Again, by Jay Offen, and Jay, as in the letter J. Thank you for the questions. Where do you see Australian football in the next 10 years in a better or worse state? I'll take this one initially. Just say I have no idea because it's so up in the air right now in terms of the FFA and all that sort of stuff. Even this week, we got news about the music at goal kicks and corners and safe flair. There's a lot up in the air. You just never know who's going to take the reins, who's going to come up with decisions. So I'd like to be positive and say it'll be in a better state. And I do believe it will be just because of the progress we've made. Obviously, the A-League is now, 14 years in. We've got the FFA Cup coming in. And we are seeing these clubs, NPL clubs, really pushing. And the is it the PFA, Jake, or the association that's sort of looking to, not the players, football, the other one, the one that's
AAFC.
Yeah, looking to create sort of a second division. I think there's a push for it. People want it. And people can see that there is that the quality gap, as in question one you just stated, isn't really there anymore. So I think people, the positive things are pushing forward, and I think it will be in a better state. But of course, there's some idiots who could certainly stuff that up. Jake, your opinion?
I like to be optimistic and think that there's so much upside. There really is. And I think with the right people in charge, which is going to be the asterisk to this, we could be in a much better state. The thing is, 10 years goes so quickly, but when you sit here planning it, there's a lot that can happen. Like, you look back 10 years and, maybe not a great example, because right now we probably, A-League was looking really good and it's probably gone backwards since this time 10 years ago. But I don't know, there's a lot that could happen, very positive for the game. But like I said, that caveat is it depends on who's in charge making decisions. I fall in the camp that says the FFA, as it currently stands in the leadership, is probably not the the optimistic, exciting sort of, or the people that are going to be excited to try and push the game forward. They seem to be a bit conservative, and obviously all this Congress stuff that's going on is kind of showing that they've lost a bit of support. So yeah, the short answer is I think it will be better, and I think it can be a lot better, but it definitely will depend on those running the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to agree, Jake. Thank you for that. And maybe if we have anything to do with it, it will be in a better shape. And
we'll do what we can.
Yeah, maybe next week. Jake has written, previous to this season, a big document on the vision of Australian football, his vision. And we might actually do a standalone show or podcast, or maybe mix it into next week, and it touches on exactly what Jake thinks. And I'll attach me in there too, because Jake's much more articulate.
I'll get the criticism, yeah.
No, Jake, you got a lot of praise when it first came out too, criticism and applause, so I think you did a good job. And anyway, this is from our friends from On The Bench. Thanks for the question, guys. Personally, across all the NPL leagues, who do you feel didn't live up to the billing this season? So he said personally, so it's not really to do with TPO rankings as such, but I'll touch on a few clubs, Jake, and I think you touch on some too. So personally, Blacktown City, they went in, I don't know exactly, I don't have the rankings in front of me where they were at the start of the season, but they were, in the top two or three, I think, clubs. They've dropped down quite a bit this year, and they finished fourth in the New South Wales NPL. So I'd say Blacktown City. I'd also say Belconnen United from the ACT. They won the grand final last year and they didn't even make finals this year. Green Gully, obviously fighting for their survival. They were a decent club last year and now they could be in the NPL too. And Sorrento, I don't know. They started at such a decent ranking. I can't even remember where they finished last year. They finished eighth this season with a couple of good results at the end of the year, but for a moment they were almost looking at relegation, and they're a big club in WA. So they're four clubs just off the top of my head, Jake. What about you?
Yeah, I had a few as well. So Manly United in New South Wales won the grand final.
They're the obvious
last
ones,
year,
aren't they? Yeah.
Yep, and finished seventh this year outside the finals place. Brisbane Strikers in Queensland didn't make the finals, finished fifth, and probably less from a TPA rankings point of view. This is just more, they're obviously one of the best clubs in Queensland and you'd expect them to be making the finals, so they'll be disappointed. South Melbourne, they haven't done too much. Well, they had a decent season last year, but probably more from a TPA rankings point of view. They were one of the highest ranked clubs in the country outside the A-League and obviously didn't have a very good year. They finished 10th, and for a while there were looking like they might be in that relegation battle. And then the big one here for me as well is Croydon Kings in South Australia, who won the grand final last year and have finished just one place outside the relegation in the South Australian NPL. So those are probably the picks for me, Cody, that I was... I don't know, it's an interesting one. Maybe we can preempt this question next year for 2019. Maybe we'll start off with one of the early shows next year by, you know, highlighting a few of those clubs that we're expecting big things of.
Yeah, I like that one. And thanks again for the question on the bench. This is from NZAC. Was Avondale's comeback the best in Australian football history? NZAC, I don't know. We can't touch on this in terms of TPO rankings, the algorithm and the stats, but geez, it's got to be one of the best in terms of just pure, you know, like we mentioned before, 3-1 down. They finish up, not even, they didn't even make it to extra time. Penalties. They finished it in extra time, which is crazy. And yeah, just to go back and watch that, the live, it was pretty exciting. And yeah, in terms of the best, Jake, what do you reckon?
It's a hard one. And I'd actually say maybe this is a question back to those watching or listening at home. If there's any that you can think of that come close, because there's so much, obviously, in terms of football and, you know, what's more important? Is it finals games? Is it, you know, is the national level more important than the Tier 2? All that sort of stuff, you know. Obviously, there's a couple of NSL games that that those were watching at the time will say are up there.
Yeah, true.
The first one that comes to mind for me would be the Brisbane Roar Central Coast Mariners Grand Final. But as you say, you know, they were two goals down as well and pulled it back to penalties to win and with 4 minutes to go, and that was a big deal. But this is going one extra step and saying they've not only brought it back two goals in the last 5 minutes, they've actually scored a third as well. So it probably notches above that one as well.
Jake, what was that game, the NSL grid? Was it Wollongong and...
And Perth.
Perth,
yeah. Glory,
yeah. Weren't they up 3-0 at halftime or something?
Was that exactly. And that's the one that always gets raised. And probably that one will make the list purely because of how important it was, a grand final, and it was NSL and all that. But then, even then, you got to think, they had an entire half of football to score the three goals, didn't they? Like, this is... Avondale scored all three in 5 minutes in extra time.
Yeah, regardless, it was pretty bloody impressive.
I don't know. But yeah, let's turn that into a question for anybody at home.
Yep.
Send us a comment with any games that you think should make the list of, or at least being part of that conversation.
Yep, cool. All right, two to go. So we've got Thomas Birch Smith. Thomas, thanks for the question. How do you think the two new A-League clubs will go in terms of members and attendance? Well, Thomas, obviously, it comes down to who those clubs are. That's sort of the obvious one for me. But Jake, what do you reckon? You tackle this one first.
What Cody said.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to say, isn't it?
It is hard. I mean, obviously a team in Tasmania might will probably struggle a little bit more for, not that Tasmania's in the running, obviously, but just as the example, you know, the crowds might be a lot different than, another team in Sydney or in Melbourne or even a Brisbane. So obviously it's entirely dependent on where the club is and how they engage with the people from their communities and that sort of thing. Probably not much more we can say, to be true.
Until we know the clubs, and obviously they've got a... you're right. Anyway, all right, let's move on then. Corey_Ando24, thank you for your question. If you could change one thing about Australian football, what would it be? Corey, for me, I think, and this is honestly just the top of my head, if you look at all the issues, I would just say if we could have a functional... viable promotion and relegation tiered football right up to the top and even like the English system, I suppose, right down to divisions, maybe even third, fourth division. I think that would solve a lot of problems. It would give everyone opportunity, clubs, players, referees, coaches, supporters. I'll just leave it at that. Jake, what about you?
I think I'll agree with you, and I'll say the reason that I think that's probably the big one is, to me, if you were to say what's the one thing that we need to change, it's to be inclusive. It's to open up for any club to be at any kind of position within the pyramid that they want to be. So if clubs that want to be ambitious and reach the top tier, they should be allowed to by proving it on the field and off the field in terms of facilities and coaching and all the rest of it. And the clubs that are happy being an NPL or a fifth-tier social club, then that's fine too. I think it should be, it should be opened up, because to me that kind of incentivizes, or at least it says to those clubs that have the ambition to be at the top, here you go, here's an avenue for you, but you've got to prove it. It doesn't just happen or get handed to you. So Promotion relegation is kind of the mechanism to let that happen. And I should say as well, this is kind of it's a little bit of a cheat answer, Cody, because we're saying one thing, but for that to happen, a whole heap of other things need to change. So as part of that, you can't have promotion relegation unless there's a second tier, second division, and in my opinion, a third, but you know, we can go into that later. You can't do it with a salary cap the way it is, so that'll have to change. You have to look at the being able to sell players between clubs, all of those things. There's a whole heap of, I guess, other changes that have to happen to make that work. So it's not like we're saying, or Cody, I don't think you are either, saying that you just go and plonk this in and say, yep, one up, one down, anything like that. There's a lot of things that have to change. So by picking that as our answer, we're kind of covering the board a little bit.
Yep. Ah, cool. Cool. Thank you very much, everyone, for the questions. We'll leave it there. We did have one other question, but it was from my wife, so I won't put that one in. I think she was just being kind. So thank you for the questions. We might do this. I don't know. We've probably only got a show or two left in us this year, but next year certainly we'll look at doing more Q&A. Jake, part three. Now, this week we're previewing five games. Now, normally we have all the stats. We're doing a little bit different this week. Now, I'm not sure if it's because Jake just ran out of time to do the images and the stats properly, but what his excuse was or reasoning was, we don't want to give you the idea of, we're not telling you how we're voting this week. So we want you to be responsible for your own mind.
We don't want to influence you guys.
There you go. What he said. We don't want to influence you. So we're just going to talk about them briefly and let you vote over on Instagram stories when that comes out on probably Wednesday night, I think. And we'll go from there. So, Jake, I'll just jump in. I didn't wear my bloody Altona Magic jersey tonight. I wore it on the live on... No, I didn't. We didn't do a live. I think I was just wearing it last night in anticipation for the live, and we decided not to do it. But anyway, Dandenong City, Altona Magic. Now, we looked this up quickly. It was actually quite hard to find details, but we believe it's this Saturday, the grand final. Now, this is the MPL 2 in Victoria, Dandenong City, Altona Magic, two great clubs. I don't even have their rankings here because Jake hasn't done his job properly. No, it doesn't matter, does it? But yeah, it's exciting. We're going to see these two clubs in the MPL Victoria 1 next year, so we're going to see a lot more of them, and I'm excited. I'm very excited. We haven't got a Dandenong City jersey, though, so maybe they can be kind and send us one.
Dandenong City ranked 98th in the country, Cody, and Altona Magic...
Way higher. Are they only at 98th?
98th and Altona Magic 93rd.
So. I don't know, really.
Oh, no.
They're down in 40-something or 50 or something.
Yep. No, you are right. Sorry about that,
everybody. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at it right now. I was looking at the 2017 rankings because we were talking about that before.
Oh, that's cool. You got them. Yeah.
Yep, Altona Magic 47th and Dandenong City 73rd.
Well, that's actually interesting to see how far they've come. So there you go. That's cool. There you go, guys. Who you think will win? We'll be putting that up on Instagram stories. Jake, personally, I don't really know. I'm kind of hoping for Altona Magic just because they're so kind and they sent us two awesome jerseys. It's pretty easy to win our hearts. You just got to send us jerseys. Jake, you take the next one. This is a good game, this one.
Yep. Or should add a comment or two or like something on social media. We tend to
favor those.
Be quite biased. Yep, definitely. All right. The next one is the MPL Championship. Semi-final game, so Campbelltown City playing Sydney Olympic. I think it's on the Saturday this week. And as we said, Campbelltown City now the highest ranked South Australian club, and obviously Sydney Olympic premiers champions in New South Wales, so this will be a good one. And we'll see what everybody at home seems to think, Cody, but I wouldn't be surprised actually in this one. I think the voters will go Sydney Olympic is my guess, but I wouldn't be surprised at home if Campbelltown cause an upset there.
Jake, if you have those 2017 stats up, how long will it take you to find Campbelltown? I'd love to know where they were.
About that long. They were 38th in 2017.
They've come a long way then. It isn't easy to jump from 38th to 17th. The higher you get, the harder it sort of is to move up those spots. So, well done, Campbelltown. They've had such a great year. And we're really looking at if you look at the best clubs in the country, you really put those three from Victoria, Heidelberg, Bentley, Avondale. You look at Apia and Sydney Olympic, and they're sort of like the top five. And then you start to look at the teams from outside those two states, and you look at the Lions, you look at Campbelltown, you look at Adelaide City. And, it's exciting to see these teams go head-to-head. And, it might be another year or so till we see the quality of these sorts of games, I suppose, Jake. That's why we love these sort of games.
Yep,
we're a bit spoiled. But all right, next one is the MPL Victoria Grand Final, Heidelberg, Avondale, huge game. Obviously, don't need to say much about this other than it's two of the three of the best teams in Victoria and two of the four best team non-A-League clubs in the country going head-to-head. Avondale come from seemingly nowhere. They sort of... Jake, where were they last year? If it's not hard, if it's just a control F, Jake.
Well, let me tell you, Cody, yep. Avondale in 2017, or finished 2017 in 44th.
There you go, that's huge. So
44th up to 12th. And if they win this game, I haven't actually checked to see how it'll work out, but I'm just looking at the current rankings, yep. And the gap between Heidelberg and Avondale, as it stands right now, is probably enough that I think Avondale will probably overtake Heidelberg. Wow. It'll be very close. But I will say also that Heidelberg obviously have that trip up to Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
To play Lions, and by the time this comes out, that'll have already been played. So that'll obviously change Heidelberg's points up or down, depending on that result.
Jake, Avondale are a busy club. They've got a FFA Cup game. Now, when is that? Is that this weekend? Or is it...
It's this week. It's Wednesday. So by the time that game will be played as this is coming out. So we might actually preempt it and put that one up on Instagram for the voting a day early. So if you're watching this now on Wednesday, you might just sneak in if you get your voting over on Instagram now, or it might actually be gone. But so we've got Avondale in two games of the week. And you know what's interesting here, Cody, is I was going to say for the last game you just mentioned, the grand final, that Heidelberg might have it tough because they've got a midweek game in Brisbane, but Avondale have got a midweek game against Sydney FC, so...
At least they're at home.
Yeah, at least they're at home. They're not having to travel.
Jeez, but... what a huge week for these two clubs, Heidelberg and Avondale. Just absolutely massive. So, Jake, can you see Avondale upsetting Sydney FC?
Yeah, I can. I don't think it'll be an easy one, and I probably don't expect it, but I could see it.
I could see it too.
They've been a great club, Sydney FC, although they're now a few more weeks into their preseason. Yeah. They're still in preseason.
And they've got those other, I think their Dutch players have landed. It's going to be tough for them. I think Sydney will, if Avondale took them on in round one or the round of 32, I reckon they could have done them. I just think that extra month or so, or however long it's been, I think Sydney will just be a little bit sharper.
Yep. I think so too.
Jake, the last game, we mentioned this earlier, it's the playoff for a spot in the Victorian NPL next year. Green Gully versus Moreland City. Guys at home, the guys who are on Instagram stories, who do you think will win, Green Gully, Moreland City? I don't really know. I haven't seen any of these clubs play. I suppose Green Gully would go in as favourites. I'm guessing, Jake, but we'll have to wait for the stats on that one.
They will, but let's not let that influence the voting. Green Gully currently ranked in at 50th after that, and Moreland City, I think we mentioned before, in 71st.
Okay.
So, small gap, but it's not a huge gap.
And anything can happen in these games. I mean, Green Gully are used to losing this year. You know, when you get in a role and losing, it can be easy to fade away. Moreland City, obviously the opposite. They've had a really good year. So it will be interesting to see how... Yeah, this one shapes up in this sort of game. Anything,
all or nothing.
So, yeah, all or nothing. Good luck to both teams. Jake, that's it for the show. That was a big show. We're nearly at bloody 30
big
minutes.
Show. Yep.
Encroaching up to 30 minutes. So thanks again to everyone who asked questions. Appreciate that. That was a bit of fun. Lots of games. Still lots of huge games. Jake, when are we wrapping up this season?
Oh, let's not make any promises, but I think we've got another week in us, and then we'll...
Definitely one week.
We're probably just about out of games to talk about at that point. Well, so.
We probably have, like, just FFA Cup, and it's probably not... Yeah, we'll see. We've definitely got one more show. We'll see you back here the week after, but that might be our last show, so we'll see, though.
Could be. We'll make a decision between now and then.
Jake, how many 7-Eleven coffees you have today?
Cody, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but I didn't. I had a McDonald's coffee today because
you can't afford that.
I didn't want to get out of the car, so I went straight through the drive-through.
Can you afford that? Does your budget allow?
Well, let's just say that it's more than twice the cost of a 7-Eleven coffee, so I won't be having a 7-Eleven coffee tomorrow, will I?
You go without. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. Jake, thanks for joining me, and we'll see everybody. Next week or end on the social medias. So see you then. Enjoy and catch you later.